WDA.
Yes, hi. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Albert. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Albert, how are you today?
Good morning. Good afternoon, doctor. How can I help you?
Yes, James Arnold. Actually, Albert, do you have a last name?
We don't give out last names, actually.
Oh, is that a policy for the DEA across the board?
I can't speak for other things, but that's my kind of policy. But how may I help you, doctor?
Yes, I just spoke with James Arnold. Actually, it was my colleague who just spoke with James Arnold, to be explicit. He's the chief policy director over in Washington, D.C., I understand.
Okay.
And we're calling as investigative journalists, as well as victims' witnesses, of a drug operation dealing with dimethyltryptamine, DMT. Are you familiar with that?
Not personally, no.
Okay. Have you ever heard of ayahuasca?
No, sir.
Okay. So you're with the DEA, and you've been referred to me by by the top person involved in the regulation of the trafficking of and the diversion of dimethyltryptamine, which is a class one narcotic hallucinogen. And forgive me, Albert, but it seems incredible to me that you would not know what that drug is.
Well, sir, you don't know my position here, and you don't know anything about me, so I think it's premature for you to say that.
Okay,
let me
say
get you to the right person for that, okay? So
yes,
what I'm
please.
Going to do is put you on a few holds, and I appreciate your patience in advance, and we'll go from there.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Hey, doctor.
Hi, good. Who am I speaking with, please?
My name's Will.
Hello, Will. And you're also a person who's not willing to give your last name, correct?
The thing is, sir, we get a lot of crazy people that call us, so we don't like to give our last name over the phone just because we don't know who's calling.
Oh, okay.
You can understand that, I'm sure.
I do understand there's a lot of crazy people, and that's one of the reasons why I'm calling. However, my name is Dr. Leonard Horowitz.
Okay.
And I'm all over the internet. I'm not a crazy person, although I have skeptics because of my work in science that want to claim that I'm not particularly with it. But the reality is I'm following up as an investigative journalist and as a victim and a witness of crime dealing with dimethyltryptamine. You're familiar probably, although Albert was not, with dimethyltryptamine, or basically street name is ayahuasca, correct?
Yeah. So what is it that you're looking for today, though?
Well, today I'm actually following up on a conversation that James Arnold, who's your chief policy director for diversion control in Washington, had with my co-investigator, Sherry Kane. And we're trying to get to the bottom as to why it would be that we've seen no action over the past 3 years with regard to the explosion in ayahuasca DMT trafficking pursuant to the Gonzales ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that required in 2006 a licensing by the DEA for the importation, expressly importation, non-local manufacturing of ayahuasca, or the roots and the leaves that are used to produce that tea.
Okay, so my understanding is you're asking about kind of a DEA policy on something.
Actually, no, more specifically, we're trying to right now, we pretty much understand the DEA's policy.
Okay.
We understand the laws and we understand what the rulings have been. What we're concerned about is, number one question that we have, we'd like to answer at this point, is what Christopher Young at SoulQuest in South Florida, whether or not he has a permit by DEA. That's number one question, I think.
So what you call the Hawaii office?
Yes, because James Arnold just told us to contact you. He said, contact the DEA agent in charge, the duty agent, at the Honolulu office. Now, I can understand, Will, that you would be questioning that because I would question it as a reasonable person. Why would, on the East Coast, the director, instead of answering the question whether or not SoulQuest actually has a DEA license permit, why he would refer this to you?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm not sure why I would refer to it.
Yeah, so I think that
Is Chris Young out of Florida?
This James Arnold is in Washington. Christopher Young is out of SoulQuest in Orlando, Florida. And there are two major ayahuasca promotions groups that are promoting its use. Our position is, because it's its most reasonable position, because you need to grow this substance or the roots to produce it, the plants, in a tropical rainforest, it's reasonable to conclude that there's no other tropical rainforest in North America other than Hawaii. We understand, having done the investigation, that the Big Island of Hawaii, and especially a man named Paul J. Sula, Jr., who took over for Terrence McKenna, who was the chief promoter and the grower of ayahuasca in Kona before he died of a brain tumor, that operation was taken over by Mr. Paul J. Sula and his son on the Big Island. We know they're laundering money. We know they're involved in organized crime. We've discussed this matter with numerous investigators, three from the FBI and the state, the local prosecutor in Hilo, Mitch Roth, has a complaint on his desk that he's supposed to be prosecuting for the felony of forgery and property theft that deals with money laundering for the drug trafficking, which I'm sure you're very familiar with. That's how the money gets into circulation, the drug money gets laundered through real estate deals primarily. So we've got all that. What we're concerned about at this point is it occurs to us and it raises suspicions with us that James Arnold, who told us to call you, would not reveal whether or not the Christopher Young's operation called SoulQuest in South Florida, and there's a high probability that SoulQuest is receiving its drugs from Hawaii. Even though Florida may be another climate, we don't know that for sure. We know that the ideal climate, we know that the mass trafficking, because we have already testimonials, we have affidavits, we have the chief chemist from the Big Island admitting to us on tape that indeed the Big Island, Mr. Sola's operation, is supplying the vast majority going to the mainland. That is illegal.
Can I ask where are you in that?
I'm in Las Vegas primarily, in California.
Okay. It sounds like you have information that could be useful to an investigation. Are you trying to pass that on for it? Is that what your aim is?
Well, actually, I've given up, frankly. And, you know, with no personal offense to you, I'm sure that you're aware, I mean, there's government officials currently who are not being paid.
Yes, I'm one of them.
Well, I feel bad for you. I'm sorry for you. And I wish I could help you. Maybe something I'm telling you could help you. I don't know. But the problem is that we have met on three occasions with two DEA investigators in Honolulu. They've passed the information on to their superiors, and it got shut down. And so we've seen the same thing happen twice with the FBI. We're dealing with public corruption matters that the FBI is certainly interested in, and we've had wonderful agents, brilliant agents, investigators, who've confirmed everything I'm telling you, who have attempted to bring prosecution and justice to the situation, and they have been shut down. We believe that we know why they're being shut down. We even believe that we certainly have suspects as to how and who is involved in shutting them down. And so at this point, I'm concerned as a public health professional. I have a Harvard degree in public health. I'm a victim because Mr. Sola and his operation literally stole my property. He stole my life savings. So I am going to do my due diligence in service to public duty doctrine to bring attention to this matter in the media. and I'm investigating this as a person who has worked with the FBI, has worked with the intelligence in Quantico as to how such investigations of a variety of matters, such as serial homicides, my behavioral science degree in public health permits me to do that, enables me to do that. And so I'm trying to get now some facts. And the first fact is whether or not Mr. Christopher Young has a permit.
So, we can't give out DEA license information to third parties. So I can't provide that information.
Yeah, and so the James...
You can do a freedom of information request.
Yeah, I've been there before. They give me the same spiel. I've attempted to do the same at the...
As a doctor, you have to appreciate that we can't just give out all the information about all the doctors that are... Or any one that is licensed to carry a permit, any kind of narcotic, for medical purposes or whatever. Well, quite frankly, I can't conceive
of that policy because it's unconscionable under the circumstances. You, as particularly a law enforcer, who is attempting, as I am, to bring about justice and to protect people who are being damaged, and there have been deaths now.
So, well, I can tell you what I can do right now is I can give our Florida office a call and let them know about Christopher Young, and they can look into it on their end to see if they have an open case, and I can provide that information to them, and he might just find these advice to figure out. Is there something else that you would like me to do for you?
Yes, I'd like to have you do the same thing with Mark Shackman, S-H-A-C-K-M-A-N, who's an associate.
Okay. Yeah.
Mark Shackman is living in my house right now.
Okay, is that against your wishes?
Yes, they stole the property.
Have you contacted your local law enforcement?
Yes, there's, I might have mentioned to you, Mitch Roth at the prosecutor's office in Hilo currently has two police investigators, confirmation and advancement of a second-degree forgery for first-degree theft claim in.
Okay. So, it sounds like what you need to go through the civil matter of getting him evicted in the property.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with what you and I are talking about.
I understand.
Yeah, so that's a separate matter. We're dealing with that. And right now, again, I am, frankly... We are strongly considering, based on the evidence that we have, to go back to the United States Supreme Court, which in Gonzales requested, in fact, federal agencies, that in case this ayahuasca enterprise exploded and there were damages, the U.S. Supreme Court wanted to know about it because they wanted to relook at the case. So that's where currently we're looking at. So that's why I'm actually asking for your last name. I don't really want to have to go into the legal filings and say, well, a guy named Will, who's the duty agent who was referred to us by James Arnold, Chief Policy, you know, we don't really know his name. You can understand my position.
Yeah, I can understand your position. But what I would say is I would prefer feedback to James Arnold. Can you talk to him about it?
Well, frankly, I'm going to put you on the phone with Sherry Kane, who is my partner co-investigator in these matters. And she can tell you she was the one who spoke to James Warren.
Okay.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you? Well, I called him and I simply asked him a question about his self-test habits and really licensed him. Like you said, when we can't give out, he was very offended by it. I found a document that was sent to SoulQuest by the DEA mentioning James Arnold's name was on a website, that they had actually solicited SoulQuest to fill out a petition for a DEA license. And when I go to SoulQuest's website, I see them promoting ayahuasca, which is a Schedule I narcotic, all over their website. So I'm wondering, I called up as a concerned citizen, do they have a license to be distributing this? And James Arnold was very, very upset with the question. And then I asked him if he knew of Mark Shackman. And he says, I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to discuss that with you. and he was very abrupt. He says, well, look, like pretty much he said it so many words, it was not my business.
So I said, I can appreciate that you're interested, and you probably think that maybe that's the best, you know, but what he is saying essentially is that if there's any kind of ongoing investigation,
there wasn't an ongoing investigation, but when he said to me, well, what is your concern? I said, do you want to hear my concern, why I personally concerned? And he was very hesitant. He was like, okay. And he said, what's your concern? I said, you're involved in money laundering. My property was stolen and put into this racketeering enterprise. So I have a personal concern of, you know, whether you're giving them a license to do this, and they have one or they don't. How is money laundering legal? You know, this is really not, it's not right. And so he then said, well, I'll have to find somebody else for you to ask those questions too. I'm going to call you back. So he called back and he gave us your number, this Honolulu number, and said all your questions addressed to them. And I asked even the Soul Quest question, all your questions addressed to the Honolulu office. So that's
what I witnessed that. I heard that. And then let me just also respond. I would ask that you would abide by the laws of the United States, because I'm calling you as a, not just a witness and a concerned citizen, I'm calling you as a victim. And we are covered under the Victims' Rights Law. There's a federal law whereby we are to be treated with, you know, not just kindness, but with intelligence, with information. And so, because we have not seen DEA, in our opinion, do its due diligence and shut down these operations, and because we have seen deaths result, and we've seen people being damaged beyond us, I think that it would behoove us to have from you or Mr. James Arnold a written statement as to what it is that there is this investigation is currently doing, or if that can't be given to us, at least to have us be able to have a semblance of intelligence that would permit us.
We don't provide any intelligence to disability. That's not one of the things that
I'm not sure whether or not that complies with the laws whereby the federal law, I haven't read the federal one recently.
So there's a Freedom of Information Act where you can file a request for information. That's the menu you have to go through.
No, it doesn't work. I'm telling you from experience.
The only exception to that is if you're a defendant, you have a right to know what the government.
No, I'm not a defendant.
Citizen calling in, the DEA has no responsibility to just provide you intelligence that it may or may not.
Right. I have in my hand right now a U.S. Department of Justice Federal Bureau of Investigation FOIPA request number, and I can tell you what it says in my hand, having applied by the same direction that you just gave me. I was given the same exact direction by one of the agents in the FBI when I was trying to find out what, if anything, was being done with regard to my property theft by Mr. Paul J. Sula.
Like I said before, to do with your specific property, your best recourse is to go through the local agency, the local police force that has to do with your property.
Yeah, and we're
property.
Doing that.
So,
yes.
They tell us then to call the DEA, and that's what we're doing. They always forward us to the federal investigators.
Yeah. So
here's another thought. If you go online, Will, and you Google the name Paul J. Sula Jr., the guy has all the dirt on him, and you would be, and it's unbelievable that people are not investigating the fact that this guy is money laundering, he's trafficking drugs from Hawaii to the mainland, to that, also out of the country. So it's all interstate commerce with drugs. The Schedule I narcotic, we spoke to Jason Radula over at the narcotics agency here in Honolulu. He said that Mr. Sula or Shackman have no DEA license because they have to go through him to get it.
I'm sorry.
This is the state top narcotics officer, Jason Radula. Jared Radula. You can call over to him. He supposedly now, he never heard of ayahuasca before. We mentioned it. He's been supposedly now investigating it. There's supposed to be a case open currently that deals with it on the state level. But again, we're following up. We just have a simple question. Very simple question, and in fact, it should be public knowledge, whether or not.
And I think the problem is that it's not public knowledge, and we have no authority to make it public. And I think that's where you're running into.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So in other words, what we have to do is go. We have to go to press with a statement that I would prefer not to have to go to press with, and the press statement shall say that the DEA refuses to give intelligence that would allow an average citizen, concerned citizen, and people who are at risk to know whether or not this organization that's advertising is actually permitted by law to be advertising.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's putting drugs all over their website, and, you know, we're calling and saying, hey, you know, even people that are going to go do those drugs, people have a right to know if they're doing the drugs.
You know, and I would absolutely commend you for making a public campaign to make people more aware. I think that'd be a great idea.
I mean, are you not concerned if the DEA, if somebody has, you know, promoting Schedule 1 narcotics all over their website?
Of course he's concerned. He's saying that administratively his hands are tied.
What are your feelings?
That we can't provide you any investigations that we may not have.
Yeah, I mean, but I think there should be an investigation, but I know there's not on the federal level.
Okay, well, I can't tell you what it is. So, I actually have some other stuff that I have to get to today. So I'm going to wish you guys a good day and keep up with your investigation.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.